Cape Town wakes up.
Cape Town wakes up.
To the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
To the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
On Smile FM.
The number one selling soundtrack, the most popular, the most downloaded, the most streamed in the world.
Goosebumps.
A lot of people do.
Hey, do that. Did you also do that?
Casta Samania.
Oh. You know, I used to listen to this song before playing a match.
This one.
Did Rafiki hold you up in front of DHL Stadium and go,
actually, the golden one?
Actually, Emirates Airline. Emirates.
So I grew up in a house where my mother studied classic music and piano being the one. And the one soundtrack that comes to mind, I went through a massive Johnny Depp phase when I was younger.
Yeah.
Is the Pirates of the Caribbean, he's a pirate. The swashbuckling one and only from Hans Zimmer.
Oh, this reminds me of the Pirates of the Caribbean. Wow.
Let us not disagree on these things, because we shall all have to walk the plank someday. Do not cross my path, you swashbuckling pirate. I shall finish you up with a bottle of rum. Devour you.
That was me. I was trying to do it. Jack Sparrow.
That's good.
Thank you.
Awesome.
He gets asked to do that a lot, Johnny Depp. He gets asked to play that, to go into that character. And leave voicemails and messages for people and
wow,
in that character. What's the song that reminds you of one of the, your favorite movies?
So this is actually for my husband.
Okay.
He decided on what song I should walk down the aisle with.
Okay.
When we got married about 10 years ago. And it was from Adam Sandler, the wedding singer, I Want to Grow Old With You.
Oh.
So that was his pick. And it's such a beautiful song. Yes.
Whenever you're sad, carry you around when your arthritis is bad. All I want to do is grow old with you.
Oh, this is sweet, man.
That is the one. And medicine. I keep reminding him.
Oh, listen, so when, Michelle, out of interest, when last did you actually hear that song, the song play?
Not too long ago, actually.
Cool.
We play quite often because I want to keep reminding him that he says, I can have the remote and he can't. He'll carry me to bed when I have too much to drink. So I will just remind him.
I love that.
Yo, mense het gehuil in hierdie fliek, nee.
I sobbed. I sobbed for the old lady.
Yeah, Rose.
I sobbed for the old girl. I was like, shame. She didn't even get a pension discount on that boat.
Every night in my dreams, I see you.
What was surprised? What's surprising, she had that right. So listen, let's just think about this for a second, right? She had the diamond the whole time.
Yeah.
Okay, am I right in saying that she lived her whole life with a priceless diamond? That was like worth about 200 million at least in whatever currency. Okay, even just say she took it to cash converters. And they gave her $50 million. Say she got a bargain for that, for the what's it called, the heart of the ocean, or was it called?
I think it is the heart of the ocean.
Yeah,
blue. It was a blue,
big blue thing,
big heart diamond.
That was generational wealth that she threw into the ocean.
And she kept it her whole life.
Her whole life.
Her family could have been struggling.
How selfish. I shed tears for her. No, she
throws it in the ocean.
Foolish.
Sure. No, not a fan.
The older cynical me is looking back at the Titanic movie and thinking, disgraceful. The old lady kept it and she didn't share it, the wealth, with her family.
Grandparents, grandkids have probably got like debt from varsity.
Yeah. And then a couple of pupils are crayfishing and then they pick up a diamond.
It hasn't been found, right?
It's not real success.
Oh, come on.
She didn't really turf a diamond in the ocean in the movie. For real?
For real, for real.
Did you think it was real?
I thought it was.
Yeah. guy.
Did you know that Timon and Pumbaa really can't actually speak English?
The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show, 6 to 9. Smile 90.4 FM.